3 years in a row, unsuccessful against Arizona.
Very good offense. They're prolific in what they do. They're very fast. They're up-tempo. They have great weapons in both quarterbacks, Randall and Solomon. The running backs are great, too, as well. So we've got to make sure that we play our game. And if we play our game the right way, I feel like we have a good defense. If we start freelancing, doing things, I think that were previously the last 3 years, we're going to get gassed. I mean, we were looking at film, and they've averaged 306 yards the last 3 years rushing.
I just looked at two, and it was like 600 or something.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, they've had our number, so we got to make sure that we play sound, disciplined football. And if we do that, I like our chances.
But or have the same hobbies.
Exactly.
Or stuff like that. Yeah.
They love to play football.
Okay, but so it's that mentality on the field.
There we are. Exactly. Yeah.
They trust each other.
Okay? Trust each other completely. And they love to play the game, and they're just tough guys.
Yeah.
You need tough, smart football players to be successful, and those two guys are definitely tough and smart.
And so if you had to describe what it's like coaching people, guys like that, I mean, what does it mean? Can you be hard on them?
Oh, yes. You have to.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think that they like, you're a little too hard, coach, sometimes, but that's the way I work, too. We all have to work this. We can't be pretenders. We can't be someone else we're not.
Okay.
So
then give me some insight into you, because so are you that mentality? So do you relate to that? Because sometimes you'll have someone you totally don't get where they're coming from or how to reach them, and sometimes you connect. You go, I know what makes you tick.
Yeah, I feel like we can all click and connect pretty well.
Yeah,
yes.
You can figure it
yes,
out.
Yes. Exactly.
So, and as far as you think that's a pretty common thing for you to have that within a team, or is that more rare?
No, I think you need to have it. If you have 11 guys just like that, mm-hmm. you've got a great, great defense. And I think we have 11 guys pretty close, just like Gianni and Jared's mentality. Mm-hmm. You've got Jace from Nike, you've got Stevie, you've got Lowell, you name it all the way across the board. We got guys that care about each other and fight for each other. Thanks.
Sorry to get sidetracked there a little
nope.
bit, but I just want to ask you a little bit more about the Arizona game. Comparing film in the past, was it missed assignments that caused them to be able to run so much, or the defense, or what was it?
Well, I think it was. I mean, you look at it and you see guys not reading their keys correctly, or you see missed tackles. I mean, missed tackles kill you, of course, but missed assignments was probably the biggest problem that was occurring. The defenses are all sound. They're there to stop the read zone weak and the read zone strong, and it's there. It's just got to make sure that the guys process it, practice it enough, and then are able to perform when they need to.
Is it just an unusual look? Is that why it's hard?
It's really not. I mean, the Pac-12 has become a spread offensive conference. So we see it. I think the up-tempo kind of catches you off guard because they're very, very quick. And now, understanding that, you got to simplify on defense, too, and just make sure you play sound football. Mm-hmm. Once you do that, you'll be fine.
Gianni was telling us yesterday that sometimes he'll go out of assignment or go on top of his assignment, like his interception.
Yeah.
He's really supposed to go to his left, but he went to his right to pick it.
Yes.
Is there room for that kind of stuff this
You know
game?
What? There is. There's times and places and times for that. The thing is, when he did go to his right, he still was essentially still a dog dropper, so I can't. And then he made the play, so that was great for him. It's great for all of us.
If you go for it, make it. He says that's the.
Yeah, if you take it, you better make it. If you don't, then I'm gonna yell at you. And I still yelled at him a little bit. So.
You called it a dog draw?
A dog drop.
Dog drop?
Drop.
That's like a go dog, like you're green lighted in certain situations.
No. Some different.
Completely different.
Yes. Yep.
Huh. Okay.
Yep.
I'm just trying to learn this stick
nope.
game, man.
No, nope, no problem.
So you see in Tevin Carter drop back in the linebacker box. Right now he's back in safety with Chase's injury.
But yep.
What do you see some of the strengths out of him at linebacker?
Tevin's very athletic, and he shuffles well. He attacks things laterally. And then he can take, and he's very big and strong. So the way when he comes downhill, and he's fast, he'll be the fastest linebacker when he's in the linebacker position. But he's just a special athlete. The guy has great eyes. That's one thing. A lot of safeties can't see it because they're half the distance to the line of scrimmage what they're used to. He saw it. He saw it, and it was great. He's just got to make sure that we keep on keeping him in the backfield, helping us at the safety spot.
You know, Kylie, it seems like really with his length, he's able to kind of disrupt passes more than maybe some of the other guys can.
Yeah. Kylie does a good job. he does a good job getting the batted balls. It's just one of those things. Some guys are better than others, and you can rep that over and over and over again. But some guys just have the feel to get their hands up at that right time and knock the passes down. You've seen him. He's done it about every game. He's had one or two of them. He's been really good.
Is with Johnny, we hear all the time that he's a playmaker, and you know it's sort of, I guess, probably hard to describe beyond that why he's always getting his hands on these balls. I mean, do you have like if you could simplify it for us?
No. He has great instincts, yeah. And it's just a playmaking ability that is hard to. You can have guys that do the assignments over and over again. You know what? They're guys you can trust. But sometimes the ball doesn't go their way. Like, he's that guy that just has that knack, that feel for the game. And he'll take some shots, and every time he takes it, he makes it, which is kind of strange. But he's blessed naturally. I don't know how that happens.
Is this all going in slow motion for him somewhat? Is there some element of that for him where he's slowing down?
It probably is. A lot of this stuff, too, is also film study. Yeah. Just understanding, seeing those over and over again. And then understanding, all right, it's trips to the field, and they got the slot in a close relationship to the quarterback. Went and tried to drive it, and he got it. It was a really good play.
So when he makes a play like that, and he's deviating from your scheme, I mean, is there any element of like, hey, you next time, you know, that was great,
no,
but next time.
You're exactly right. You have to, because if you have too many guys that do that, the freelance, you have a horrible defense. All it takes is one guy or two guys to really screw it up. So. Again, if you take it, you better make it. If you don't, then you're going to get punished, or there's going to be consequences.
He doesn't get punished too often.
He doesn't. It's weird.
Is there a characteristic like that that you can pinpoint early on in, like, recruiting? Or is it just kind of luck of the draw?
No. A lot of those guys, you see guys just being around the ball. If you see guys that are just, you call them ball hawks or playmakers, I mean, those guys, they carry it through. And I don't know, the football gods love them or something like that, but it's true that one of those guys, and then you have to also understand what kind of level they're playing at too. But a guy that has those kind of instincts, they carry on all the way through. They really do.